always streaming on the Civic Media app.
A more than 18% increase in homelessness this year. It blames the lack of affordable housing as well as natural disasters and a surge of migrants, especially in cities like Denver, Chicago, and New York. Murder charges filed in New York City against a homeless man accused of setting a subway rider on fire. Brooklyn District Attorney Eric Gonzalez.
Murder in the first degree carries the possibility of life without parole. It's the most serious statute in New York State law.
Millions of Americans are returning home from the holidays, including these two at the airport in Atlanta.
My mom and stepdad made sure we got here early enough.
Everybody's been super nice, pretty straightforward. We just dropped off our bags. So, yeah. Let's see what security's like.
Another round of bad weather in the forecast could hold things up tomorrow. Texas is expected to be hardest hit. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. Connecting all of African heritage, Kwanzaa is the newest of the winter holidays. Lisa Hale has the story.
Created in 1966, Kwanzaa honors African culture and heritage. Alfonso Simpson Jr. is the director of African American Studies at UW-Oshkosh. Simpson says Kwanzaa is a day for all African Americans to connect to their heritage, their past, and their futures.
Giving Americans of African descent something to hold on to, because what we have always been committed to is never leaving our cultural memory or our roots. When we were taken from the continent of Africa and brought here, we were stripped of everything except our cultural memory. That could not be taken away. And so we held on to those principles. And it's not just in Kwanzaa, but it even ties over into everything that we do and that we are today.
Each day in Kwanzaa honors one of the seven principles: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, and faith. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Major phone changes are coming. Stuart J. Waddles has the 411.
Your call is important. However, it'll have to be a cellular call. Starting in 2029, AT&T will stop offering a traditional landline phone service. The company says the copper lines and their maintenance is expensive. About 360,000 people in the state still get the old school hookup. AT&T says they do have a system that allows old phones to connect to their cellular network.
Want more news from WFHR? You can sign up for our newsletter that comes out every week on Thursdays at noon at WFHR.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Packers head to Minnesota. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers face the Vikings at 3:25 Sunday in Minneapolis. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, besides getting a higher seed in the playoffs, how much does the rivalry motivate the Packers heading into this game?
I mean, all the motivation is right there. It's division opponent. Obviously, they beat us first game, so we're going into their place, and we want to get some of that revenge that we're looking for.
Matt Loeffler said that Jaire Alexander will likely not play again this week. NBA, the Bucks let one slip away at home last night to the Brooklyn Nets in the final 3 minutes, 111-105. Brooke Lopez, who had 20 points, was held to just 2 in the second half.
They definitely changed our flow and got us away from what we do. You know, it's not about me getting shots or anything like that, but just us being aggressive, playing side to side, you know, and hitting whoever's open, getting guys open, available, getting their guys off them.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Areas of dense fog today, with scattered showers lifting through late this afternoon. Becoming widespread and steadier rain through the overnight, we are looking at rainfall totals around 1/2 inch to 3/4 inch, with a chance of a wintry mix and some snow falling tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Bronczynski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is the 27th of December, Friday, 2024, TGIF. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here in hour number two, taking a look back at what makes Wisconsin great, the year in review. Pre-recorded this show for you a couple days ago before the holidays here. Got underway. Hopefully you're having great holidays. We'll be back with you with an all-new live show on Monday. Looking forward to that. But here in hour two, we go back to April of this year. Our friend, Trygve Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, we went back to his alma mater, the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire. Of course, in Eau Claire, sat down with Chancellor Jim Schmidt and others to talk about our great university system. We're going to bring you that interview in its entirety. And also, Mr. Zommers, you have a board game of the week.
Yeah, Dungeons & Dragons was invented in Wisconsin. And so we talk about that at the end of the hour. Also, with the UW-Eau Claire, don't forget that we talked to the chancellor and brought up Trygve and Pat's transcripts from the university.
Yes, we certainly did. So enjoy this, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Year in Review show. Again, back with you with an all-new show on Monday. Enjoy. That came in, not necessarily maybe to see Trygve or I, but came in and we talked a little bit about life and about what makes Wisconsin great. So thank you to Braden and the entire staff to the Houghtons, right?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, pub and
we even made some new fans.
Yeah,
we did.
It was really great. So
the thing is, if people come out to Dooley's in Eau Claire, what they're going to find? Todd and I, we're a lot of fun to drink beer with and hang out with.
And just talk about what makes Wisconsin great. So thanks to all those at Houghton's last night, and in particular, Braden, our great bartender. We told him we'd give him a shout out, and he's spreading the word about the show and about Civic Media around La Crosse. So we made our way through a snowstorm last night. Took us a while, stayed at the beautiful Hampton Inn near campus here, and we are here on campus today, and that is our focus. What makes Wisconsin great? And I think for Trygve and I, and for so many people, it is our education system, our K-12, our public education system. We're going to have the Eau Claire Public School Superintendent Johnson with us a little bit later on in this show. But right now, we are honored to be joined by our host here on campus, none other than Chancellor Jim Schmidt. Chancellor, thank you so much for your fantastic hospitality, and thank you for letting us promote and be on your campus at UW-Eau Claire.
Well, we welcome all perspectives to our campus, and let's just point out, we didn't have a snowstorm here. Nothing stuck. So it's all those southern cities that had all that terrible winter weather.
That's right. And kind of right. I mean, Eau Claire has not had that bad of weather. I think we got more snow in Madison this year than you guys did up here.
No question. I think we only had 7 inches of snow, I think I heard, until this last weekend where we got pummeled with about 10.5 inches. But it's gone. Yeah. And not all of us shoveled as well as we should have because it melted awfully quickly. Campus was prepared.
Well, I just want to say right up front, thank you. This is the alma mater for Trygve
Olson, and also joining us via StreamYard just up the road at Lake Wissota because he has a couple of big interviews himself. Our colleague from Civic Media on Up North News every morning 6 until 8, Pat Kreitlow. Pat, I think the campus may have changed a little bit since you and Trigvy hung around here, but the Chancellor is still getting it done. Still a great place to get an education.
Chancellor Jim always gets it done. It's so nice to see him and thank him again for hosting us here. Yeah, there have been a few changes, but let me tell you, your show starts off with the song Freedom from Wham, 1984, right in the middle of my time there. It takes me back already. I've got those old boat shoes on. We're walking our way down to either Trader and Trapper or to Shenanigans. And that theme of yours just put me in the right frame of mind. I almost never miss an opportunity to get back down to the Eau Claire campus. There was just a little too much work for Up North News to be done today, but I will be happy to join you at Dooley's tonight at the site. Back in my day, it was the camaraderie before it burned down, and Dooley's is now taking its place, but Fifth and Water is going to be a great place to hang out tonight with you.
Well, great. We look so forward to it. We have a few people, a studio audience here at UW Eau Claire, too. We welcome all of the folks here hanging out here and joining us, fans of Civic Media. So we appreciate that. Chancellor, again, thank you in particular to Jake on your staff. From the moment we set before we set foot on campus, and a shout out as well to, we're calling her our segment producer this week, Chris Andrews, who has been with us, Trigvy and I, through political times, spent time working for UW System. And between your staff and Chris, nothing but hospitable. It is a beautiful campus. We have iconic Schofield Hall right behind us. Trigvy mentioned this. When you step on the Eau Claire campus here, it feels like a university of higher learning. There's a vibe here.
There absolutely is. When you talk to students, you know, I always ask them, why did you pick Eau Claire? He said, I stepped on the campus and it just felt right. People are friendly. They're outgoing. We've created this kind of like beautiful little oasis right along the Chippewa Valley and the Putnam Bluff. Got the historic Third Ward neighborhood close by. You know, that sense of place helps people have that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. One of the things I love is if you have a tough chemistry exam, not like I ever did, laugh. Mm-hmm. It's only about 50 steps into Putnam Park, and you can feel like you're in the middle of a wilderness, just a few steps into that protected parkland or walk down the river, and all of a sudden you get life back in balance.
Yeah. I know Pat Kreitlow's talked about it on his show. We've talked about it on ours as well. You know, we're going through times in the state where I feel that wrongly, but that's open for debate, but I would say wrongly, higher education, public education, is somewhat under attack by certain folks in this state. We're here to talk about the positives, the value, and why people should look at UW Eau Claire and the entire University of Wisconsin system, both from bettering individuals economically, but also it just makes you a better person. When you talk to people, when you talk to students, whether they're kids come out of high school, whether they're a returning adult that might want to come back and finish their education, what's your pitch to be a Blue Gold?
Well, let me tell you, I remember stepping foot back onto campus July 1, 2013, you know, parked my car in the visitor lot because it was my first day as chancellor, and I hadn't had my parking pass yet, and those are very important on a university campus. And I remember walking up to Schofield Hall about 7:30 in the morning, and I felt this great sense of weight because during that interview process, I had a chance to meet with faculty, staff, students, alumni, community members. One thing that came really true is this campus is something special. Everything you read about a university campus and the commitment their faculty and staff have to students, it's true in spades here. Mm-hmm. Our faculty and staff run through walls if it means giving those students the best possible opportunity. And the problem is it sounds like every place, but it isn't here. Take a look at what we call our high-impact experiences that we measure. More than 70% of our students have at least one internship before they're done. Almost half of our students do undergraduate research with a faculty member, usually outside of the curriculum. We are named number one for undergraduate research in the country among all master's level schools. In fact, we held the international conference here a year ago this past spring. And finally, we tend to rank among the top in the country for study abroad experiences. Mm-hmm. Number 12 among all master's level schools for those students who spend at least a semester abroad. You know, and that ends up making a real difference. The number of students that we have are ambassadors representing various countries, because some were international students here. When I was in Japan, we had a partnership visit there. Great situation, but we made a side trip to go to Tokyo because the Panamanian ambassador to Japan was a blue gold, an economics student. So we run them in all crosses of life. These things make a difference. And, you know, look no further than return on investment.
Right.
And our most recent placement survey, 99% placement rate.
Wow.
You know, there's a few people that aren't looking for a job, right?
Yeah.
So those are students who are in got a job or in graduate school. More than 70% of those had a job before they shook my hand at Zorin Arena as they crossed the stage. More impressive to me is the students this past year, 95%, and the year before is 97%, reported that the job they took was a part of their career goals.
Mm-hmm.
So this whole idea of our history students working at McDonald's is a bunch of junk.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff the culture wars raise up. You can come to Eau Claire and it's you know, college costs more than I'd like it to be, but if you look at public universities across the country, we are a bargain. Tuition's about $8,000 for in-state students.
Yeah.
The average student does not graduate with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. In fact, the average among all students is about $22,000. Do I wish it was none? Yes. But that $22,000 investment is going to pay off. Average starting salary of a student leaving UW-Eau Claire is about $55,000. And in today's dollars, if you've been out of school for 10 years, your average is over $100,000.
Yeah.
Now, I have to be careful when I talk about that on campus because we have a lot of professors who are saying, look, I got PhD and I've been working for 20 years and I'm nowhere near $100,000. And let me tell you, our faculty work darn hard and they're underpaid.
Right.
And so I try to give them all the love and support that I can, make sure we have facilities and the great students and create an atmosphere of learning, because the people who are here to make a difference. That's what gets us out of bed every morning.
About 2 minutes before I have to go to a one-minute break, and I'll on the other side, I'm going to turn it over to Pat and Trigvy, the alums of Eau Claire. But before I do, I don't hold it against me, but I went to UW-Richland, the two-year school, then to Platteville. And I used to come up here as a communication, and, you know, Kenny Anderson, the basketball coach up here, kept beating us. He was the only guy that would beat Bo Ryan consistently back in the day.
Mike Johnson was the one who was beating you, but you'll get to take that up. You'll get to take that up with Mike when he's on in a little bit.
But, you know, I went to a two-year school, started out. I know that Rice Lake is Barron is a part of now this campus. Talk to him, because we had the international program at Richland. And to me, my growth as a person, Chancellor, was not only academic. It was an individual. Meeting people from all over the world, it changed my life. That has a value you cannot replicate.
100%. It, you know, I go to class. I want all of our students to go to class. But, you know, I tell people and they say, is a college education worth it? And I'm like, yes, do all of it. I said, if you don't want to spend any money, you can sit in our library, which is open to the public, and read for 4 years, and you're going to learn a lot. But the education process happens not only in the classroom, but it's on the bench. It's talking to other students, sharing perspectives. You know, it's why I tell students to take their nose out of the phone, interact with each other. We're all hungry for that, and that's the difference. We have a large international population here. Our Barron County campus has a large international population is there. I'm proud that the Barron County campus is running in the black financially. There's actually more enrollment there than when we took the campus over, which
is
unusual.
Congrats.
And that campus and that community fully support it, and they're doing innovative things to make sure we can keep that important access point, not just in terms of two-year college, smaller class sizes. Faculty are really focused on helping students achieve wherever they need to be for their next step. But geographically, that campus is terribly important to the state, and the state's better off because it's there. That is the heart of the Wisconsin idea.
Ever thought I'd think about running for governor, Chancellor?
I totally agree.
Trigvy and I talk about this all the time. We need cheerleaders for this state.
100%.
Not left, not right. Cheerleaders for Wisconsin. And this, the message, what you're preaching, I mean, I'm in the choir saying amen. We'll come back to the other side. I'm going to have Trigvy Olson and also Pat Kreitlow, alums of the Blue Golds. The chancellor has brought up their transcript. We'll go over that in detail when we come back.
Please do not do that.
It's the Todd Allball Show on location at UW-Eau Claire on the Civic Media. You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Guess what, Mrs. C?
What, Santa?
We are ready. The Santa room is finally open. Oh, boy, the Santa Claus has really set it up nice this year. What do you think, Mrs. C?
Oh, it's so warm and cozy and welcoming.
What do you think, Mr. Jangles?
It's better than
in your old room.
And all the kids and the families can come now and they can take free pictures with Santa.
Bring your own camera, cell phone, take as many pictures as you like.
And it's all free.
Yes.
Well, how do they find out about us?
Go to our Facebook page, Santa Central Wisconsin.
And they can book a time to come see us?
Yes, definitely. And pets, too.
Think the cookies are really good.
Now, we only have so many cookies and you can't eat them all.
Too late.
Mr. Jingle.
I'll have to make some more then.
Our head elf, we need to retire him.
I'm already retired.
Oh, okay. Make sure you come check with us, set up a time, and come and see us.
We're ready. Santa Central Wisconsin.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Happy holidays from WFHR. With this song that we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Hear now more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year. We are joined by alums of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire from the Lincoln Project, a senior advisor thereof. Trigby Olson is here on campus. And joining us via StreamYard, another alum, our colleague here at Civic Media, Pat Kretlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning from 6 to 8. And our special guest, the chancellor of the campus here at Eau Claire, Chancellor Jim Schmidt. Chancellor, again, thanks. I know you're a busy person. Thank you for taking time out for us and our state. White audience.
It's a lot of fun. Glad to be here.
We appreciate it. Pat and Trigby, you guys are alums. I'm going to turn it over to you, Pat, first, and then Trigby. What would you want to ask the chancellor today?
I've known Jim for quite some time here, so I would just instead ask him what's new, what should people know about UW-Eau Claire if they're planning to come here, you know, the changes that have come through. That would be the one thing, but you know, the other thing I'd point out as well, and ask Jim to comment on, is that, again, like you said, Todd, the whole notion of higher education has come in for somewhat of a bashing or a comeuppance, depending on your point of view, of people saying, well, not everybody needs to go to college, which has always been true, but now is said in a way that's, you know, almost, you know, snooty toward colleges, which is weird. But I would go even further to those folks that say, oh, what good is a liberal arts education? As somebody who got that, as somebody who appreciates the humanities, who enjoys learning how to learn, I think there's still plenty of room for that, Jim. I'll bet you agree that along with all the, there's a lot of specialization out there, but there is more than enough room in this modern digital age for classical learning and thinking.
No, there's no question about it. I'll take that last point first. So in my first 50 days on the job, I started on July 1, I met with 50 CEOs in the Chippewa Valley and extended region. And I toured their plants, talked to them. I asked them what kept them from expanding the Chippewa Valley. This is, it's talent. We need more talent. Tell me what you're looking for. And pretty soon, they're not talking about the key pieces. And each one of them uses these exact words, a few a little different. I repeat it. Looking for critical thinking skills, the ability to write and speak articulately, the ability to work with other people and teams, interpersonal skills, and problem-solving skills. They all said those same things, and those are the hallmarks of a liberal education. And I will tell you, when I'd asked them what their degrees were in, almost all of them were in the liberal arts. And I said, well, what do you think? Well, we need business. So they start listing the professional degrees, which are also important. But sometimes people with those degrees think they're something special. And they are special. Yeah. But it's because in those programs, they learn how to evolve, how to be nimble, how to be agile, how to surround yourself with other people that are able to take care of the specific skills you need. My first trip to Epic, people may have heard of them down in Verona, yeah. You know, world's largest medical record company or device company. And I'm meeting with their leadership, and I figured they're going to start beating me up. They're going to say, I need more computer science students, information system students, and that's true. And we have expanded those. But they said, we're here to talk to you about English majors.
Wow.
And I said, really? And he said, yes, we can't seem to get English majors to apply. What? Tell me about that. Why is that important? He said, we're not a technology company.
Right.
We're a human interface company. Right. Our product only works as to how it works with doctors, nurses, and professionals, and their ability to help us understand and make that connection as opposed to the technology. It's what differentiates our product. And so they started a pilot project where they were using Eau Claire as their prime campus, where they're starting to talk to English majors, history majors, other humanities as early as their freshman year, say, do all of this because we want you to come work for a technology company. So that's an example.
And let me second that by telling you that being married to a physician, again, a Blue Gold, took all of her pre-med courses there at UW Eau Claire and has worked as a physician with every type of electronic medical records out there, Epic included, that, again, it's the science is all great. But if you can't communicate those ideas, if you can't communicate instructions, if you can't have a clear medical record in this case, you're going nowhere. So I'm really glad to hear that story and glad that you've played a role in that, Jim.
I would just add, as an Eau Claire English major myself, in my career, one of the most important things that was ever said to me was by a lady named Nadine St. Louis, who was chair of the English department here. And I never got to say thank you to her about it. I tried to, but she had passed away. But she said, I had her for Shakespeare. And at the start of the Shakespeare class, I don't know why I take this with me, she said, what you're going to learn about from King Lear is how to identify who's the daughter that you can trust when you're going mad and who are the ones that are out to get you, even though it may not seem like that. And that will be one of the most important lessons you take through life. And in my career, having two pieces, working at senior levels in politics and working with people fighting for democracy around the world, that is some of the most sage advice any human being ever gave me.
I was going to add, since Kreitler brought up pre-med, so one of the things that's new about UW-Eau Claire is we've had a partnership with Mayo Clinic now for 7 years. We're only the second university in the world with this agreement. Arizona State was the first. I think they tell you we've actually gone further. Mayo Clinic's goal for UW-Eau Claire is that we become the nation's number one pre-med school.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Now,
say that again for those in the back,
please. Well, and I almost choke because I'm pretty audacious thinker, as you might understand. But their goal is we're the nation's number one pre-med school. And Mayo Clinic guards their brand stronger than any other organization I'm aware of. And I would argue that Mayo Clinic as a brand is maybe the most trusted, respected sign of quality of any brand worldwide. More people know Coca-Cola, but they trust Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
So they're very judicious with how they make that association. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. Their time is where it is. We just launched on Monday evening the inaugural Mayo Medical Academy on our campus. And it's for interested students, both in college, high school, and adults in the community who think they might want to go to med school. It was capped at 150. It filled up immediately. They said, if this isn't your thing, when you leave, let them know that you're not going to come back because we got people waiting to come in. And we did this collaborative with Mayo Clinic. Mayo Clinic is investing in our new science and health science building. We received a $342 million appropriation from the state of Wisconsin, working with the divided legislature, governor. Think about what we have to get through that.
Yeah.
It'll be the largest investment the state of Wisconsin has ever made in any building of any size or scape anywhere in the state. I'm not proud that it's expensive. What I'm proud is those legislators and the governor decided this is an investment that was important to make. And we're going to make it at UW-Eau Claire because we like what they're doing. We like where they're going with it. And Mayo Clinic will have 10,000 square feet, 2,000 on each floor. And they're not building a box within a box that you have to get through a card reader. They purposely have made it entirely porous. And so they're throwing almost everything they have because what they have found is doctors and nurses and medical providers are better when they're challenged by young learners. And that was one of Mayo's principles. And guess what? They find out that they're retained. They've got a better life balance because they're energized and challenged by young learners. And so if you ask Governor, I'd support Rick Helmers for governor. He's a local CEO. If we got almost 6,000 employees alone from Mayo Clinic and Eau Claire. If you ask him who's getting the better end of this partnership, he said he is, because we will get the world's greatest doctors who will come here and day one, we'll start doing research with a Mayo doctor and Eau Claire faculty member. You can't get that anywhere else. You can go to Johns Hopkins. That's what graduate students are doing. He'll say they're getting the better end of the deal, and I'll tell you, we are getting the better end of the deal. That's a sign of a good partnership. like a good marriage, where each one thinks they're getting the better end of the deal and want
to
keep.
You're listening
more.
To a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, or What Makes Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. One of the Globe's biggest businesses is putting a pause on a major Racine County project. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans.
More Wisconsinites are seeking telemedicine abortion care, even though it's banned by state law. The 1849 abortion law caused a temporary statewide ban on abortion services after Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022. Even after the ban was lifted because of a court ruling last year, the demand for abortion medication via telemedicine remained high. Shield laws allow providers in states with fewer abortion restrictions to provide pregnancy-ending medications, even to patients in states with abortion bans. Here's Jenny Higgins from UW-Madison's Collaborative for Reproductive Equity.
Suggesting that even when brick-and-mortar facilities are offering abortion care in our state, telehealth abortion still is a really important service that many people in our state are taking advantage of through these shield laws.
There have been about 130 orders for abortion pills per month made through Shield Law providers since July of 2023, according to WeCount data. There have also been reports of stockpiling nationwide since the election. In a recent interview, President-elect Donald Trump said he would probably not restrict medication abortion pills during his second term. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In typecasting news, actor Jared Leto will play the role of Skeletor in the new live-action film Masters of the Universe. Leto is embracing the villain role as the skeleton who is a skull-faced archenemy of He-Man. The Oscar-winning actor and star of Dallas Buyers Club has agreed to join the project alongside director Travis Knight. Cast members already in place include Alison Brie and Idris Elba. Leto embraces playing outlandish characters. MGM Amazon is the studio behind the film, which opens June 5th, 2026. There are those who don't think COVID was real. 1923 actress Danielle Vasanova is not one of them. Vasanova starred in 1923, the Yellowstone prequel, and she was one of the first people to suffer from COVID-19 long before it became widespread. The actress said she was diagnosed with strep throat, but shortly after, her organs shut down, and she died for 3 minutes. Vasanova will star opposite Michelle Pfeiffer in a new Yellowstone spinoff called Madison. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Areas of dense fog today, with scattered showers lifting through late this afternoon. Becoming widespread and steadier rain through the overnight, we are looking at rainfall totals around a half an inch to three quarters of an inch, with a chance of a wintry mix and some snow falling tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 a.m. and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you, who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Any people are going to do it? Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year. Everybody wants to love, and they want to love. Everybody wants Welcome to back. Live on location at the Davies Center on the beautiful University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire campus. This is the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media. It is Wednesday, April 3rd. Glad to be joined here by the Chancellor, the CEO, the head guy, the big boss, the Chancellor here, Jim Schmidt. Chancellor Schmidt, thank you so much. Your hospitality is amazing. We're here. The students, it's vibrant. The energy you get here, the positivity. And if anybody thinks that the world's going to hell in the handbasket, hang out with university kids, and you're hopeful.
Hey, I speak to, you know, service clubs all the time, and I tell them, if you're worried about the future of this country, and many people are, I say, come to Davies Center, go up to a table like I did when I secret shopped the place, decided if I was going to apply, went up to a table full of students, and I said, can I join you? And I was dressed in a suit. They said, sure. I said, why did you pick Eau Claire, and what do you hope to do when you're done? And I just sat back, and I'm like, oh, my God. This place is amazing. Yeah. And I said, I must have sat down with the students, said it by mistake. And I went up to another table, did the same thing, heard the same answer. And that's when I decided that this is the kind of place I wanted to be. And, you know, for the right kind of person, the energy, the vitality, the creativity that you get on a university campus, there's no substitute. So even with all of the things that we say how hard it is to run a university these days, it's the students, faculty, and staff that, you know, they electrify me. And I tell the people, you will leave here knowing that the country will be in good hands. People are afraid of this generation. I say embrace this generation. They've got great values. They're thinking about other people, and they want to know how they can make a difference.
Hey, Jim,
so,
can I
ask a question here?
Okay. Yeah.
I was going to say real quick, we were joined by Trevi Olson, a senior advisor of Lincoln Project here on location. He is a grad and an alum of Eau Claire, and by StreamYard up the road here at Lake Wissota, Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio every morning 6 to 8, also an alum of UW Eau Claire. Pat first, then Trevi.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this has all been great, the cheerleading for the school. But we know what people, certain people out there, think not just of colleges and universities overall, but the people who vote on them. And we have heard people deep into, you know, Republican politics with Wisconsin roots talking about how you need to continually make it harder for people on campus to vote, for people associated with colleges and universities to vote. I want to know, I know you hear that. What's your reaction when you hear that? And what do you and what do student leaders at UW-Eau Claire do to try to prevent any attempt at forced apathy when it comes to taking part in the right to vote?
So UW-Eau Claire, as I said, 99% placement rate. We're more than preparing you for your first job. We're about preparing you for your life. You know, multiple jobs to be agile, but we embroiled into our mission is helping people to be good civic leaders, members of their community. Many of our graduates will be coaching the softball teams, will be on church boards, will be the ones running for city council, and we need people engaged in voting is the first step. It's the foundation of being involved in civic society. I did this as a college student. That was something I actually started a recall petition against a city council member in my college town because a proposal to move the polling place to campus died for a lack of a second. So I put my efforts where my mouth is. I'm proud that we have a polling place on campus. Students should be able to vote. It's up to them whether they vote where they feel like they belong, whether it's their college town or their hometown. That's been the practice. It's always happened, and I believe that we need to make sure students understand the rules, understand what it takes to vote, so they're not disenfranchised when they go to the polls and find out they're not able to. So for us, it's about education. It's up to the students, and they decide. I would add that of all that placement record, 2 years, 32% of our graduates, all of our graduates, remained in Eau Claire. This past year, it dropped to 29%. The percentage of that class that came from Eau Claire High Schools was 4%. Tell me anything that's more important than the talent that we are able to bring to this community, to this region. The single biggest thing affecting our economy, and I heard this when I moved here, is the ability to get the right talent to move it forward. States like us in the Midwest need that young energy. Eau Claire is a community, the average age continues to drop with every census. We're still building elementary schools. Things are happening here, and other people can say it, but I know the university is a big part of it.
Okay, so beyond the radio audience that we have that's all across the state of Wisconsin, just checked on Twitter, we have 16,000 people watching on Twitter right now. So, and I'll tell you, yesterday when it was just Todd and I, it was only 7.1. So I think we know who's the draw here.
Right.
But, you know, so most of those people are outside
quite
the
low.
State. Yeah, quite low. It's quite low. So most of those people are outside of the state of Wisconsin, right? Make the pitch for people who are in other places around the country why they should come to Eau Claire, because I think a lot of them think, you know what, like that looks nice until December rolls around and walking across that bridge would be pretty cold for me from coming from Florida or California.
Well, as I can repeat a story I heard from former Regent Rocks on December 26th, he and his wife were in Mexico City for a little Christmas break, and he said, "We're freezing to death. It's 43 degrees here." And I said, "Well, Dana, it's 58 in Eau Claire." And he says, "I know, that really ticks me off." So you never know what you're going to expect about the weather in the upper Midwest is what I'll say. But what I can say is people are making Eau Claire a destination. There's a reason why that talent is staying here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel did a front page banner Sunday edition headline about five, 6 years ago around the Eau Claire Music Festival. And they interviewed people from all over the country who moved to Eau Claire, relocated from Austin, Texas, Chicago, Brooklyn, and Portland. And they said, why as artists are you coming here for the art scene, the music scene? And this is what's important. Said those are all amazing communities. Many people think that's where everybody in the arts is moving to. But they said that culture and that industry is already fully developed. It's very expensive to get started in any of these areas and communities like that. And here's what I want to point out. Do you want to be at a place that's become, or do you want to be a part of something that's becoming? And young people can write the script. They can create the Eau Claire in this region that they want because it's acceptable, it's accessible, and people support it. And that's what's cool about coming to a place like Eau Claire, either to go to college, to work at the university, or be a part of this amazing community.
Talk to Trigvi's point, Chancellor. Talking to Chancellor Jim Schmidt here at the University of Wisconsin Eau Claire, joined by Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project and Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio. Chancellor, to Trigvi's point, I think a lot of people around the country, not just Wisconsin, are looking at Wisconsin because this election is going to have big implications in Wisconsin and we believe is going to be pivotal to who is the next president of the United States. For people who are not from Wisconsin, what do they need to know about folks who are going to be making this decision, particularly young people, particularly the value of higher education, public education in this state?
You know, there's a lot in that statement. And I just want to say I grew up in a small rural town in southeastern Minnesota, a town of 1,000. And this state is like a lot of other states. We've become more divided, and that's a problem. I think we need to find people who can bring us together. I mentioned earlier Governor Thompson was president of the UW system. I think that's something who invites everyone to the table to be a part of the solution. And I hope wherever we go, we can continue to kind of spread that kind of message. College students care. And, you know, you're right. There's probably more liberal people on any university campus, including this one, than there are real conservative people. But let me tell you, young people are smart. Mm. And we have a lot of conservatives on this campus, people of deep faith. Pick whatever you want to talk about it. And they are welcomed on this campus. Mm. I had an alum who was a Trump supporter, and he said, I'll bet I can't walk with my Make America Great ahead at the homecoming event. I can't go. And I said, I'll bet you can. That doesn't mean people are going to agree with it, but you will be treated with respect and you will have the opportunity to share your point of view. That's what universities are about. They're not about indoctrination.
Right.
And people who say they are, they're wrong. Doesn't mean there aren't people with strong opinions, but we do a disservice if we don't talk about real issues and have real differences. And I will say that as we've passed legislation through a faculty senate that people think are just bastions of liberalism, when they pass their statements around equity, diversity, inclusion, in their definition for diversity included political thought.
Exactly.
We need that at a university. And if we're truly what people say we are, I can understand why we don't get their support. But come here and experience it on this campus. Yes, you'll have liberals talking. Yes, you'll have conservatives. And you got a lot of pragmatic people in the middle that just want to make the place better.
Well, for me, it all goes back to, Chancellor, that bronze plaque on Bascom Hill, on Bascom Hall, on Bascom Hill at Madison.
That's not a hill. We got a hill, by the way.
Yeah. That is can confirm.
True. They have a hill here, having walked up and down.
We have the strongest calves in the UW system.
I won't debate that. But it goes back to that, to paraphrase, you know, the winnowing and the constant winnowing and sifting of ideas, which by the truth alone can be found. You have to be challenged. And I think that our public universities do that better than anything. Doesn't mean it's going to change you. It's going to enhance you and make you a better human, a better American.
But you know what? I would just add something, which I think Chancellor Jim will like and Pat will appreciate. You know, one of the people who was also a mentor to me in terms of professors was Mort Cypress. Mort Cypress was chair of the 3rd District Democratic Party. I was literally vice chair of the College Republicans in the state of Wisconsin. And Mort Cypress really took me under his wing and taught me immense lessons that were valuable going forward, even though we didn't agree on a lot of things. And whenever I would come back to campus when I was working for the governor, I would always stop to see Mort because there was a mutual respect. Yeah. And I think that tradition here at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire, and it may be true of other, I don't have anything else to compare it to, but it has always been something that's at the heart of this institution. And it was something that, you know, back in the day when Larry Schnack was the chancellor, he preached, and it's really good as an alum to hear you preaching that today, because
and I can confirm
it's
that.
It's just it's who this state is and who this university is.
Pat? I can confirm that mentorship, value there from Henry Lippold, the late Henry Lippold, longtime legendary journalism instructor, who again, taught you to have a well-rounded view of the earth and of humanity, not just, you know, the who, what, where, when, why, and taught you how the right words matter. And you can't get the right words if you aren't staying up to date on the rest of the world beyond the blinders of your own little profession.
Chancellor?
No, I think that you'll find that. In fact, you'll find most of our faculty, certainly in political science department, students have no idea what their political leanings are.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I had a political science class and I had a faculty member step forward and said, this week, my goal is to convince you that we should have never left the British crown, that the American system is not what's right. And then a few weeks later, he says, now my goal is to make you all socialists. This was one of the most conservative people on my previous campus. Uh-huh. But you knew how to teach by putting those things out there and forcing those things. Take a look at the issues, and then you make the decision for yourself. It's not what to think, it's how to think. The ability to think critically, mm-hmm. not just accept things that are stated or put on the web.
Yeah. Pat, we're getting close to the end of this segment here. Any last thoughts for you, Pat Kreitler?
Well, I mean, other than, again, I could not recommend high enough that folks interested in pursuing either, you know, where they're going to go to college or university or to, you know, to work, keep in mind this area's commitment to education. When, you know, we moved away for a time for Sherry to go to medical school, and then we could go any place coming back. But it was the commitment to education that we saw through school referendums and that we saw through this university community that convinced us that this was going to be our home. This is where we were going to put down roots. And you see that today in everything that that the chancellor said about getting young people, getting new people to move into this area. Despite all of the political divisions and, you know, somewhat hateful rhetoric out there on this issue or that issue, if you look at a community as a whole, you can see that what the chancellor and his team are doing here continues to explain why Eau Claire and the Chippewa Valley is attracting people the way it is.
Chancellor, about a minute left, a minute and a half before the break, I'm going to give you the last word on Eau Claire.
Yeah, on the same thought, I want to say I'm really proud of the work of the Menard Center on our campus, which has funding from the Koch Foundation, working on First Amendment free speech issues. We have faculty members from all walks of life really working on those issues. We tend to be the leader in the Midwest and in our system around civil dialogue and exchange. And our faculty are doing the hands-on research with our students and making sure students understand those issues. All points of view, not only welcomed on this campus, I'm specifically inviting you. Come anytime. I'd love to show you around, and you get a chance to share your ideas with us.
Well, it's been a pleasure. We're going to continue on here in Hour 2 here at the Davies Center at UW-Eau Claire. Again, thank you for the enormous hospitality. Trivia and I are going around the state figuring out what makes Wisconsin great. it's campuses like UW Eau Claire, and quite frankly, Chancellor, it's people like you. I mean, cheerleaders for what's going right in this state, for spreading good news, for making us proud to be Wisconsinites. Thank you.
You're very kind. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Chancellor Jim Schmidt of UW Eau Claire, we're going to continue on with Trigvi Olson, a Blue Gold alum, and much more. Mike Johnson, Superintendent of Public Schools Eau Claire, will join us as well.
You're listening to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour, Year in Review. More.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to a special edition of the Todd Allball Show, our What Makes Wisconsin Great Tours Year in Review. Here now, more of the highlights of our great tours around Wisconsin from this past year. Person of that pack, and he's still around, and the fact that Schwabe got him, that's a huge get. So congrats to Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Originates from this studio every weeknight. That's fantastic.
You want to, so, you know the comedy club that's right underneath on State Street where Civic Media is, you know, so it used to be a little further up State Street. I was in it when I was working down there in the early 90s, and they said, we have a special guest. We're replacing the main comic with somebody who wanted to come here and do some practice. It was Chris Farley.
Wow.
And the funniest part of the whole thing is he's standing up there on stage, and all of a sudden he's like, Mrs. Johnson? And a teacher who had failed him was in the audience.
Oh, my gosh.
And he brought her up on stage, and he was kind of giving her a bit of a bad time, and she just started giving it right back to him. And he didn't know what to say. She's like, Christopher, I always knew you'd be a success. You weren't stupid. But it was just a crazy, everybody in the audience was just like, okay, this is the craziest night ever.
Anyway. Chris Farley, one of the things that also makes Wisconsin great.
Oh,
right?
100%.
All right. What else makes Wisconsin great? Board Game of the Week. Time once again for Board Game of the Week with Aaron Zommers.
Once again, for the Board Game of the Week, the segment where you hear Aaron's Board Game of the Week. Pretty self-explanatory. The board game for this week, though, is a very special one. It's another part of what makes Wisconsin great. One of the best, one of the most famous, one of the most influential games ever created by human hands, and originates from here in Wisconsin, in Lake Geneva, Dungeons and Dragons.
I know we've talked about it
that
a little bit.
That started here?
No way.
Yeah, Gary Gygax and Dave Arneson in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, made Dungeons & Dragons. And in 1974, they started printing it and selling it to people because they were like, man, this is insane. This is so good. They took their love of miniature war games where you, you know, simulate battles historically and their desire to create stories together and just hang out in a more fantasy setting and put it together. And what they created is synonymous with role-playing games at this point. Like they, its legacy speaks for itself. And if anybody thinks Dungeons & Dragons is too nerdy for them and hasn't tried it, I urge you to reconsider because, I mean, as we've seen, it's had a huge cultural resurgence.
Oh, yeah. Because of that show.
Stranger Things.
My kids are both part of the Dungeons & Dragons club. Really? They love it.
Wow. I've played it for years. Basically, I was in elementary school, and when I'd hang out with my friends, we'd basically do the same thing and not know it, like without dice, where we'd just be like telling stories together and whatever. And then we found out, man, we could do this and roll cool shaped dice and stuff. Yeah. And you can find the rules for free online for the just basic game and just give it a shot. It's so much fun.
That's really and great. There you got it. There
I
you
have
go.
Here
there you
go. From one of my friend's dad's, an old player's handbook for Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. This is from 1980. This is not the original 1974 printing. Those are pretty hard to find at this point. But still, the D&D Player's Handbook by Gary Gygax, TSR Games, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. So this this is one of the first like books that really made the game popular. And it also, there's a game, probably the biggest board game convention in the world, Gen Con, originally started in Lake Geneva and by Gary Gygax, one of the two main people on D&D. And he, it really blew up because of Dungeons & Dragons. Originally, Gen Con was for those miniature war games I talked about earlier, but now Gen Con's too big to be in Lake Geneva and it's in Indianapolis. But it's still part of what makes Wisconsin great because of the history.
There you go. Hitherto unknown facts from Aaron Sommers. How much does it cost if you want to get little Dungeons & Dragons?
Potentially free. You could just do the rules online. You can use an online dice rolling app. But if you want to have a book, you're probably going to spend a book and some dice. You're probably going to spend around $50. But it gives you endless fun and it's totally worth it.
Dungeons & Dragons, your board game of the week. Nicely done, Mr. Sommers. To quote Johnny Carson, I did not know that. So there you go. Dungeons & Dragons right here in Wisconsin. Before we wrap things up, a reminder that Maggie Dawn is next across the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to thank Civic Media for allowing us this opportunity to travel all over the state this week. It has been absolutely fantastic. We appreciate everyone, Sage and Catherine and Luke, and especially Mr. Aaron Sommers back at the studio. Shout out to our friend Chris Andrews, who has been a segment producer all week. She has been fantastic. Thank you to our host, Culver's in Richland Center, also the Radisson in downtown La Crosse, University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire in Eau Claire, University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point in Stevens Point, and our great staff and great folks here at WGBW in downtown Green Bay, Wisconsin. Shout out to the Hamptons, Hampton Inn as well. They have been fantastic all this week. And a special shout out and thanks to my co-host for the week, the great Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Trigvi, thank you for doing this. We're a little tired, but in my opinion, we're a little bit better off because we've gone out there, and I wish more elected officials would. If you take time to get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out that Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd.
It is.
It is. It's just such a fantastic place. And honestly, there's so much to cheerlead about Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And there are real problems that need to be solved. We need to elect people who want to do that, not just ones who are looking at what office can come next on the ladder. Mm. Not ones who have wanted to be because maybe dad or mom told them, hey, you can be.
Yeah. And that's going to wrap up our What Makes Wisconsin Great Year in Review. Thank you so much for being with us today. Also, a huge thanks to Trigvi Olson and Jane Matnair for going around the state with me this year, and to Mr. Sommers for doing all the hard work back here at the station to keep us on the air, and of course, all of you for listening. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new show. Mr. Sommers and I live from the World Headquarters in Madison. Have a great weekend. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you then. And your day will come. Keep banging on, banging on.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Federal officials say the United States saw an 18.1% increase in homelessness. Donald Whitehead with the National Coalition for the Homeless.
Congress has been asking HUD for those numbers. So the point in time count started back in 2007, and this is the largest increase in history.
A grand jury in Brooklyn, New York, has indicted the man accused of lighting a woman on fire as she slept on a subway train. Eric Gonzalez's 33-year-old Sebastian Zepeda will be brought to justice.
Today, we take our first significant step towards pursuing justice.
Zepeda faces multiple counts of murder and arson. Severe weather warnings across parts of the South are causing travel problems.
We know that there are more storms coming across the Southeast, so certainly something important for folks to keep in mind. You know, this weather can change quickly, and it can be very, very powerful.
CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Join us live every morning.